Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kala Campbell. I'm your host. And yes, it looks like we'll be here for at least 30 minutes or so. But today I would like to take the time out to pretty much talk about my return and what it is that I envision for this show moving forward. So I will be returning, and we will be pretty much our discussions and our topics will be in a different, coming from a different format. I will no longer be using Shout as my call name or call, the title of the show will not be Shout. And so I'm in the process of making some changes to make this more of a more enlightening show, something that will be informative, as always, as I've been doing. And so I just want you, the audience, to understand, to know this is why I haven't been here. I've been in and out. I have been contemplating and thinking about what it is I would like to do moving forward. And so I just want you to know and to understand that I haven't totally left. I am still here. However, I just want to move forward in a different way. And so just want to say to all of you who have asked about me and who have even said, oh, Kala, you're back. as a matter of fact, on yesterday, a friend of mine in Phoenix said, Kala, are you going to be on the air this coming Saturday? And I mentioned it. And so my apologies for being as late as I was, but I'm here. And so I know that when I started the show, I was talking about, you know, how this would be a show regarding sisterhood and conversations regarding women and their challenges and things like that. But I've soon discovered that much of my conversations were also coming from men. And those who have called in and have given their support or who have asked questions about the topics that we were covering, I just want to say I'm appreciative of that. And I soon realized that, yes, I would love for my platform to be open to all people, not just to women and not just to a certain group or different, you know, age groups or ethnicities or anything like that. I really want it to be open to all who listen in on the program. And so anyway, so when we return, I have a number of concerns and topics that I think would be interesting for everyone to get involved in the conversation. As I have spoken to the, had conversations with Mr. Armstrong here, we're looking at changing the platform. And so I just want you all to know that it will change. I will no longer use Shout. I will change that, and you guys will see that the next time I come back next Saturday. We will change the title of the program. And so anyway, I just want to say thank you for those of you who are out there listening, and please forgive me for being late. I should have been here like 27 minutes ago. And so just wanted to let you know that. Also, there are a couple of things that I am interested in doing in terms of having more conversations with you, the audience, and to bring you in on maybe at the beginning stages of the conversations so that we can come up with different ideas and focus more on coming up with solutions and not just talking about the problem, because as I've stated before, we have a lot of chatter going on out here. There's a lot of people who, be it YouTube or whether it be Instagram or Facebook or what have you in social media, there's a lot of chatter. But what I would like to do as a host is to talk about how we can be more resolution minded. You know, how can we come up with ideas and share those ideas with each other as to how we can make a difference and actually use those ideas to make a difference in our community. And so anyways, I just want to say thank you. And I'm also, after speaking to Mr. Armstrong, we were talking about books and things like that. So I may be referring or making references to different reading materials or information with regards to, you know, for example, when we had that conversation with regards to Strong Black Woman, I think it would be good to bring in the audience and have them be more participative, to have something that they can do even after the show is over to dig into that information and to share that information within their communities. So the other thing I would like to say to you, the audience, is that anything that you have learned from me and through this program, it would be good to hear from you as well, where you can shoot me an email or send me a message by way of my you can call in and we can talk about it. And so anyhow, once again, I just want to say thank you for those of you who supported me when I first started out. I want to say thank you for those of you who called in and shared and sharing your own experiences and correlating that information with what we were talking about. It's been great. I know during the first day, my first time out, I was very nervous. I wasn't sure if this is what I wanted to do, but it panned out to be something that was really something that I looked forward to each week and every Saturday. And as a teacher and a professor, yes, it took a lot of time for me to be able to prepare myself for this and to make sure that I have the right topics for the week for you, the audience. And so I just want to say thank you for that. And so as we move forward, I am excited about it because I'm now realizing, okay, I have that opportunity to be able to share a little bit more, go in a totally different direction that I think will be beneficial for you, the audience. And so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who are out there and who have supported me during those first couple of months of my time embarking upon this new venture of being on the air here at Blog Talk Radio. And so with that being said, I would like to, let me see, I'm going to go to, because it looks like I have a call here. Portia, this is probably Mr. Armstrong calling in. I appreciate his support. I appreciate his vision. I appreciate the fact that he's very open to new ideas and embarking upon new concepts. And so I just want to say thank you to Mr. Armstrong. So the other thing is, as far as my vision and where I'm moving, is because my vision has shifted because of all the things that I have encountered myself in the last couple of months. And especially as an instructor, I've been exposed to some things that I believe is demonstrating that we are at a turning point in our society. And society is shifting, society is changing, people are changing, the roles in our communities are changing, people are becoming more guarded, people are starting to look at information from a different standpoint, from a different perspective, people are starting to question information as is being disseminated. people are realizing that some of it is false and some of it is true, and some of it you have to have a discerning ear to even know what is the truth anymore. And so, and I think it's really important for us to have a critical mind or critical thinking instead of just accepting things as they come to us. And so, anyways, I just want this show to be a place where people can come. I give the information and they'll be able to share or give some ideas as to how we can make that message clear or how we can come up and have a resolution for the problem. And so anyway, I don't want to sound like I'm rambling because it feels that way as I'm talking, but I just wanted to say thank you. And I will be back and coming back fresh and coming back new and coming back with a totally different format. Okay. So anyways, I'm going to go to this call because I know this is probably Mr. Armstrong, and I'm going to have him come on with me because I really do appreciate his support. All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Armstrong.
I had it on mute.
There?
I'm sorry. I had muted you.
Well, I was just saying.
I'm excited.
I was excited just saying to the audience, I really appreciate your support. I appreciate your vision as well.
Yeah, the radio purpose is to empower the community as well as to cause the people to search themselves and see what it is that they believe and why they believe it and where are we going. I heard something this past week. It says, what year of the now are you in?
Mm.
And that was very prophetic.
Wow.
For
what,
me.
Wow.
What
Say
year
again,
of
yeah.
the now are you in?
Mm. That's good.
And see, so many of us are still back yonder somewhere. And also, it reminded me of Herb Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. And he said, we got to quit thinking about, and I'm paraphrasing, we got to quit thinking about the past.
Yeah.
And look to the future.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about. We're about solutions. There's no problem. We know what the problem is. I mean, ain't no point in us sitting here talking about the problem for an hour.
Right.
That's not going to change anything.
No, and you know, I totally agree with you on that because it's not about. I mean, we talk about the problems all the time. We have people. I mean, people talk about problems. I mean, even if there is no problem, they'll create a problem about the problem.
Yep. Talking about it creates a new problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't know. If you look, as long as you look at what the situation circumstances is, no, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Because your focus is on the problem.
Right. And so, you can't move forward unless you are solution-minded.
That's right.
So yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, and we have to get to that point. It's time. As a matter of fact, don't get to be there; just get there, because we can talk all day. And the one thing I don't want to do, I don't want to just talk about. I just don't want to just talk. I mean, even though it's talk, right? But what I'm saying is talk with a purpose. Talk with solutions. Talk with, you know, with an intentional, which you have an intentionality and what is this talk about? And what is this talk going to do? What purpose is it going to serve? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it is nothing is sacred.
No.
Because once you start taking stuff off the table and other people will stay where you are. The other thing is we're not interested in any conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories only satisfy those who make them and only satisfy them those who talk about them.
Right, right. But some people don't critically think about those things, so they swallow even the conspiracy theories, right, without even checking in to see what is this,
right.
What is true, and what is not. But it looks like someone else is calling in, too.
All right. I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay. Who is this? Hello?
Shalom. Blessings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can barely hear you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And I'm Brother Wes Armstrong. And I try to listen and get something out of all the programs that I have opportunity to listen to. And I just called to see just what the topic was and if there was anything that I could take from it and use in my lifetime and my life. dealing with people and on my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no,
I heard. I caught you guys talking about a talk. Now there's. We just can't use words and just put stuff out there. We have to be positive in what we say, and have meaning behind those words, and. Just let people know that we're not just talking. These are things you need to, you know, you need to be positive in your life, because if not, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And the way the world is going, people, they just decide to go with this and go with that. They really don't have a foundation. That's what they need, is a foundation to go on and not to change as the world changes. You know, today's popular items, they're not the same as last generation's popular items, you know. It's okay to advance yourself, but not to change everything up. We have to have some type of standard. You know, if we don't have a standard, my God, we're just existing. There's no life, you know. And I tried to get something out of the conversations that I listened to on Crown Talking Drums. And also on my program, the ministry, on Thursdays at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, and that's absolutely true. But, you know, mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. You must have some consistency. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But you also must have, and you did, and you mentioned that you must have some form of some type of foundation to stand upon,
mm-hmm.
right? And then,
that's right.
But then, and that's true. But then there are times mm-hmm. when there comes a shifting that takes place, and it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, if you're being put in a situation or being led to be in a situation where you need to make a shift, are we
mm-hmm.
so rooted into our traditions and things like that that we're afraid to make that shift?
Right.
Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, just like when the river is flowing, you know, through the mountain and through the valley and through the land, it's moving, it's ever moving, it's never
mm-hmm.
changing, it's not the same.
Right.
And so if you don't
no.
go with that flow, right, it
mm-hmm.
becomes stagnated.
Yeah.
And when you become
yes,
stagnated,
right.
then you are not really flowing in the way that
mm-hmm.
you should. And so sometimes
mm-hmm.
if, you know, God puts us in a situation where it's like, okay, look, you're either going to move, right,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to become
right.
stagnated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you become
right.
stagnated, there's no life in water that is
mm-hmm.
stale.
Definitely. Mm.
You
so
see.
True.
But
yes.
the land
mm-hmm.
and the landscape and the places in which the water is flowing, it's going to, that's always, that's going to be the case because that's the way in which it
yes.
flows. But
right.
mm-hmm. will the land expand? Because now the land itself is shifting, the land itself is expanding because of water. Yes, it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to always
yes.
be the same.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But wherever we make our, our foundation or whatever we have to stand on, because, you know, I used to go with traditions, and now I can look in traditions and say, no, that's not going to help me in my life to improve my life or to help someone else along. If anything, most of the traditions are to hold me back.
Right.
And, so we have to step out of those. And, you know, a lot of times people, they just take what somebody else is saying and they just take things for granted instead of doing a little bit of research themselves to find out the truth about
right.
things.
Well,
yeah.
that's my whole point. Mm-hmm. My whole point is this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Find out for yourself.
That's
Search
right.
it
that's
for
right.
yourself. And then
mm-hmm.
and don't be afraid that if you need to make a change, because sometimes our traditions are based on bogus, no offense, but some of our
mm-hmm.
traditions are based on bogus notions that people never
that's
took
right.
the time out to find out what was behind that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here it is, here's the information as to why this was established, and some people
right.
get offended by it because they can't believe that that's, wait a minute, that can't
mm-hmm.
be it. I've been doing this since my
right.
grandmother, my great-grandmother
yeah.
told me this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we become afraid to even let it go.
That's right. Afraid to change. Or to even think of trying to change something in a person's life, you know. Change brings about some type of knowledge, something that you didn't know before, something you didn't do before. And you change and say, oh, my God, this is better than the way it used to be, you know, or I thought that was the way it's supposed to be. Not saying everything, but some things. People think that's the way it's supposed to be. They don't want to change.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, after a while, time is going to leave
mm-hmm.
you behind. And,
yeah.
and you know, everything that's on the earth and on the planet goes through a change. Everything that's
yeah.
on the
mm-hmm.
planet goes through some type of metamorphosis or evolves. And if you're
yes.
not evolving, then you're just merely existing. But after a while,
right.
you won't exist because
yeah.
you're not willing to. You won't allow yourself to evolve and change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I mean, everything that's breathing goes
yes.
through a metamorphosis
yes.
of some sort. And I don't understand why we as human beings, especially when we get stuck,
mm-hmm.
we have a difficult time of letting that go.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's so simple. Well, to me, it used to be that the simple things in life, they were blocks. The simple things. It's not the big stuff, like I always say. If the tree falls across the road and you can't drive through or go around, that's okay, you know. We're just waiting on service to come and move it. But we have a problem, not necessarily with that, but we have a problem when we have a little splinter in one of our fingers. And we can't see it, and we're having a time trying to dig that thing out. You know, and like I always say, it's the small things that slow people down. You know, they find it hard to conquer the little stuff, whereas the big stuff, oh, I ain't worried about that, you know, but the little things, they just can't get around for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but we have to assess ourselves because no
yes.
one else can
mm-hmm.
do that for us. We have to sit down and assess ourselves. That
that's
we
right.
have to
mm-hmm.
put that time out and say, okay, wait a minute, this thing that
mm-hmm.
I've been doing for the last 20 years is not working. this right. thing that I've been told that this is what is putting me in a bind. I'm bound up, mm-hmm. and I don't even understand mm-hmm. why I'm bound. So, you know, but I know our time is yeah. just about up. And so mm-hmm. all right, I know that there's another show coming up.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. No problem. As I said, I try to listen to all the shows or all of them that I have opportunity to listen to and try to get a little something out of all of them, if possible.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I appreciate it. I'm just returning. I'm just coming back.
Okay.
So, but anyway, thank you, and I'm going to
yeah.
end it right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Shalom.
Peace and blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.